Welcome back to today's Laylee Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. It was senior day for the Indianola boys tennis team last week, and I got a chance to catch up with Eric Jensen and Nate Wingem, a pair of seniors on the Indianola boys tennis team, on today's Laylee Radio Sports Page. Indianola boys tennis seniors, first off, how's the season been going so far? A lot of tough competition, but the team has been performing pretty well.
We've been doing pretty good. We've had a couple close losses, tough losses, but we've come out on top a good amount of the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I think top six especially, in my opinion, I've just kind of gotten it back together, kind of gotten that strong team spirit. You know, we've all been very ready to take on that competition with especially hard meets with, like, Pella and stuff. But I think we've gone at it with the right attitude, right mentality, and we've pushed through it.
Well, Coach talked a lot about facing hard teams early on. I know coming up on the wrong end of some of those third set tiebreakers and just tiebreakers in general, those aren't easy to overcome, but they do make you better. Is that how you guys see it?
Oh, yeah. I go into quite a few tiebreakers when sometimes I probably shouldn't, but they're hard to get through. But even if you lose, they're a great learning lesson. And, you know, I think it just makes you better at tennis to get some of those losses through, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I've also had a lot of close matches this year. Just came off of one where I lost by 1 point both times. So learning is definitely a big thing that we can get from this. Like, we can learn how to play against the specific person that we play against and how to play against their play style.
Well, this is a pretty big senior class. Talk a little bit about this group kind of moving through on the tennis ranks, whether you've been with the team for a long time or some of them haven't been with the team for a while, but this is a pretty big senior class here for senior day.
Yeah, a lot of us have joined last year. This is my third year, so I joined 2 years ago. But a lot of us joined and really changed the way the tennis community really is at Indianola. We've been able to have a lot more camaraderie and a lot of more closeness within the team.
Yeah, I started off freshman year, and it was a kind of smaller group of guys, but then just through the years, we've kind of recruited a ton more members, and I think just the friendship that us seniors have had has really kind of brought in some of the younger classmen, too, or the underclassmen, and just that friendship has kind of invited a lot more people to just have some fun at the tennis courts and brought more people in.
With such a big team, I know Coach has talked about I need to rely on my seniors to kind of help practice get going, to help teach these younger kids. How do you guys view that leadership? How what's your leadership style?
Well, I think it's just they're learning from us when they watch us play. So I think a lot of the big part of leadership in our community is just kind of demonstrating what it means to be a top Indianola tennis player. So just, you know, having the right mindset, especially when you're losing, and just taking it with stride and being good about our sportsmanship. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely being a leader as a senior, a lot of the kids just look up to you, and if you just play tennis, do what the coaches want you to do, then it makes it easy to be a good example for the younger kids.
Talking with Indianola seniors, Nate Wingem, Eric Jensen, rest of the season, goals for the rest of the season, what do you want to be able to say in a couple weeks? I know the tennis season feels so short, but there's a lot packed in there. Next couple weeks, what do you want to be able to say?
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty short season. But next week is actually our last week. We have three meets, so we're hoping to come out on top on all of those. A couple tough competitions that hopefully we can battle and win those.
Yeah, I think also districts coming up. That's a important thing for some of the varsity players, and I'm just hoping to, you know, perform well. I know there's quite a bit of tough competition this year, but I think Indianola will just push through that and, you know, play our best.
Off-season work. I know Coach had said this is maybe the most off-season work we've had coming in. What did you guys do during the off-season, and do you feel like you've improved over the off-season and then over the course of the season?
Honestly, right before the season, there was like a couple weeks that we just had like absolutely perfect weather. And I think a lot of the guys, actually most of the tennis team, kind of made their way out to the courts, whether it be the Simpson courts or the Indianola high school courts, and we just played. So I think that really got us ready for the season, and I'm really appreciative of that.
Yeah, a lot. So the season started halfway through March, right after spring break, and a lot of us were actually coming out in February on those few nice days that we had, and that definitely helped improve a lot of the team. We grew stronger together, and like working every day, well, almost every day, coming out to the courts and just hitting around with the guys, that definitely made us get better and more ready for the season.
Well, you mentioned the weather a couple of times. It's not been as cooperative. It never is really in the spring, but how's it been so far, kind of battling back and forth between some really nice days and then days like today where it's windy and cold?
Yeah, honestly, we've had a couple pretty windy meets where we showed up wearing sweatshirts, pants, but once we actually start playing and moving around, we usually take them off, and we got shorts and t-shirt, and it's been really nice. Even with the windy and cold, it's easy to keep warm when you're moving around that much.
Actually, today, I was kind of thinking the meet was going to be canceled. There was a ton of rain beforehand, and then during our last hour of the day, a couple of us guys have opens, so we came out here, so there was like 10 people, and we just got some foam rollers and some wind or leaf blowers, and then we just started blow drying the courts. So we got it ready. It's perfectly dry right now.
Well, seniors, it's springtime. High school careers are coming to an end. What's in the future for you?
I'm going up to McAllister in St. Paul, trying to study pre-med biology and hoping to have some fun up there.
Yeah, I'm going to Iowa State to study mechanical engineering. And yeah, looking forward to going up there. It's a school that I like a lot, so yeah.
Again, that was Nate Windham and Eric Jensen with the Indianola boys tennis team after their senior day performance against Pella Christian last week. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. Back for more of today's Lely Radio Sports page after this.